The Utah Avalanche Center doesn't normally start issuing forecasts until November, but early snowfall has them already talking about avalanche safety. Paige Panuco, Awareness Program Manager for the Utah Avalanche Center, says that once snow is on the ground, avalanches are possible.
And in the early season, people may not be thinking that way. They're out hunting, or maybe they are out skiing and snowboarding. So we're just trying to get people thinking about avalanches and avalanche safety in terms of where they're going and what they're doing.
Avalanche terrain refers to mountain areas with slopes of over 30 degrees. Its danger varies based on many factors, including weather, vegetation, snowpack, and temperature. Last year, Panuco says, the snowpack was unstable because of a weak bottom layer, a result of early snow followed by an extended dry period. Avalanches that occur early in the season can cause more severe injuries, as there is less snow to cushion a fall. To avoid danger, be prepared and stay aware. Always travel with a partner and carry a beacon, shovel, and probe when in avalanche terrain. Panuco says there are many mountainous areas in Utah that are less risky for avalanches.
Most of the time, there are plenty of places that you can go that are beautiful and safe, and you don't have to worry about avalanches, especially in our mountains. We have a lot of great terrain that's safe and enjoyable. It's just when you do get into these steep areas, you have to increase your skill set, increase your awareness, increase your education to make sure that you can stay safe.
Free online programs are available through the Utah Avalanche Center to educate people about how to safely recreate outdoors. For more information, visit upr.org. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Caroline Long.